We are rolling. Yeah, Yolanda.
No problem.
We are doing it big time.
No problem. We're back live at the Rialto Center for the Arts here at Georgia State University. Atlanta, Georgia is where it is. And, of course, we've been saying all morning that we were going to have the honorees, the second honorees for the BMI Trailblazers Awards. And they are here, the wonderful Pace Sisters.
Yeah.
Oh,
Pace
give them a
sister.
Woo! And we were telling Catherine Bruton, that there was no way that you can do an honoring in Atlanta without honoring the Pace Sisters. You guys are like stamped in history here in Atlanta. I said Houston. In Atlanta.
That works too.
They were looking at me like, ain't that me from Houston, girl? No. But Atlanta has been shaped by the music of the Pace Sisters. Sean, you know, you've paved so many ways in gospel music. You have changed the game. You did movies. You did soundtracks. You've done so much in gospel music that a lot of people don't even realize.
Wow, thank you. We love you, Yolanda.
Oh, love you
yes,
too, girl.
Yes, we do.
I was messing with her about that famous line. Now it's a brown cow.
Yes, eating green grass. Gonna give you white milk.
Gonna give you white milk in God's
but
what?
God's chemical laboratory of redemption.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes.
Took my black soul.
Yes, and dipped it in red blood.
And I came out white as snow.
Yes, Lord.
Child, don't mess with me.
Can I get a win?
Don't mess with me. I know all the papers and stuff. Yes. All of it.
But all these years, when you look back over it, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you just think about how far God has brought you?
How we used to be in Pool Creek, and my mom would let us fight, so we have to just nudge each other. That's what I think about. We have come a long way.
Yeah. The Pace Sisters, I mean, I love the song, It's Already Done. That's like jamming. And that's just like signature Pace Sisters right there.
Yeah. You like that?
I love that. No, nah. Not just like it. I love it.
Yeah. Already done, done.
That's Miss Journey's special.
But just talk about, you know, like we say, God has brought the Pace Sisters so many years. Mm-hmm. You've seen a lot of things. What's been the sustaining factor for you all?
God and my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have the mic.
Yeah.
Prayer and like you said, mom, the whole family, you know, life experiences and just putting it in music. And so we just love doing what we do. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, out of the sisters, who's like the mother in the group? Who's in charge?
Phyllis.
She's not here.
They said.
Phyllis, and she's not here, she's out of order.
Oh, she's out of order. Now, you didn't have to put on a blast for the radio like that.
But I'm the oldest, you see. But I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
Phyllis is the mother.
Yeah. When you think about being honored, what does that mean to the Pace Sisters?
Oh, that it's such an amazing situation. When Yolanda spoke earlier about can't come to Atlanta without thinking about us.
Yeah.
And when she said that, I was like, oh, no, what you're not going to do is cry. Right now, because it means so much, because you sing all your life, and sometimes it feels like you're being overlooked. Mm-hmm. And I realize it's not really being overlooked, it's just not your time.
Right.
And it's so many people out here, you know, they got to get to everybody, and you finally came around to us, and it means so much. My sisters have sang forever and written so many beautiful songs that I love, and I love to hear them sing, and I'm Sean's biggest fan. Mm-hmm. And for them to say, hey, we're going to honor you all, at first I was like, y'all playing. Stop playing.
I told Latrice, this is like a prelude to God getting ready to honor us when we get to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Now we know what it's going to be like.
Oh, man.
And Andre,
Catherine.
Andre Crouch said something to us in 74.
Hmm.
And he said to us, you all are ahead of time.
Ah.
Don't take it personal. You're ahead of time. You're singing songs before it's time.
Mm.
And so when we run into people, they say, my grandmama got your, my auntie, my uncle. I said, okay, all right. So, you know, it just does my heart lift our hearts to see that God has, you know, favored us all these years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was 5 years old. Now I'm 56.
Yes. Yeah. When we first received the news about the honoring, the first thing came to Lydia's mind. She said, it's like she fell on her knees and like tears said, oh my God, he has caused us to be remembered.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long. Duran says she's 56.
I'll soon be 50 in April, and we've been doing this since we were little kids, you know. Yeah. And you're always in anticipation of saying, is this our year? Is this our time? Is this going to happen, you know? And to actually feel it and have it done is wonderful.
Okay.
And she's the baby. She's crying.
The baby is crying. The baby is crying.
I decree a suck up right now.
She's trying to start a sweaty eye party.
No, because
sweaty
I
washed my sister's.
Don't do it.
For years, I watched him before I even got in the group.
The stories that we've heard, So we are, us being the younger ones, it's like we're just getting the benefits of what they have done. So for us to have known the stories when they come back all the way from New York and somebody didn't have their money, or they were given the change from an offering, or they were up to sing during the offering when people were socializing, to hear those stories and to see them being honored, it's an honor for us to see them being honored.
Well, I believe that the best is yet to come. Because I believe after this, there's going to be another album, there's going to be more videos, there's going to be, you know, because your life story is so important. And this is just me calling it. I think there should be a movie about the entire family. Because people don't know, you know, when you look at us, you think, oh my God, they're on stage, they're this or that. You don't know the pain, you don't know the tears, you don't know what it takes for us to get up and look like we got it going on when we don't have it going on. You know, come on, y'all know.
You're right.
Y'all know we've all been there. And what God does is he takes that as our faithfulness and our faith, and he adds to our life daily, and then he loads blessings onto us that we don't have room enough to receive. And I believe this is your season of receiving. That's what I believe. I believe it's your season of receiving, and it's going to take you by surprise what God is going to do for you. You just mark my word, today, whatever the day is, January.
January 16th.
Y'all just wait. Just wait. I get so excited about, you know, when God starts putting little things in my spirit, because when I hugged Sean, I was like, oh, my God, she has more albums in her. And she has to get those out, because there's some songs that she has to write from a mother's perspective that somebody out there has to hear. Right. They have to hear how you made it through. And you know what we're talking about, how you made it through all of that, because nowadays, young people are not just listening to Nicki Minaj and this one. They're coming back to us and trying to get some inspiration from the folks who have God in them. And I just believe that. So, you know, hey, I love that.
We receive it.
Woo, this is good. Give me that line one more time. A green, what is?
How can a brown cow eating green grass gonna give you white milk? I don't know about that one, but God's chemical laboratory of redemption took my black soul and dipped it in red blood. And I came out white as snow.
Yes, sir!
Hey, sisters, y'all. Congratulations, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we are live from the Rialto Center for the
Arts
at Georgia State University. Coming up, Donna.